Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It is the Friday 4-Pack brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Let's get into the 4-Pack here in a moment. John is in Drakett
okay.
on Stephen A.
Let's go.
I want to hear from him. Go ahead, John.
Jones and Keefe, good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy good morning. Friday, John.
All right. So as far as Stephen A. Smith, obviously, I think he's spectacular at what he does. He's successful. He does have a tendency to use way too many words to explain what he's trying to get at, but we're all kind of guilty of that anyway.
Yeah,
but
been there.
Let's not forget. I think all of us have. He's weighing into politics now. So he's kind of sounds a little like Trump when he's talking about Drake May and lying and the fact that he has the highest rated show on ESPN, which I don't even know how that makes any sense because I don't even know what the ratings are. They're not all that good. And he's talking about PTI, which he has nothing to do with, but he's just doing what he's doing. And he's kind of working out of that playbook. The other thing too, as far as Cam Newton, is Cam Newton not a Bill Belichick guy? If
yes.
I recall, I
yes.
mean, 1 year he's here, he's a Belichick guy, right?
Definitely.
All right, so, look into that maybe he's running interference with Belichick at some point.
And... Well, Keith has brought
really
this up.
I don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
I think that's a good theory for Cam Newton to sort of, not give the Patriots a lot of credit yet because he doesn't like how quickly they've been able to turn around post-Bill.
White knighting for Bill.
Yeah, I think it has a lot to do.
It is a good theory.
It has a lot to do with that.
His subject line said, Stephen A. wants attention.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody?
Yeah, right.
Part of the job.
You should want that.
Yeah.
That's part of why he's successful. You want attention on your show. And so why anybody's like, well, he just wants attention. Right.
That's
part of the wants people watching his show.
Right.
Yep. That to me is a nonsense criticism of Stephen
but
A. You
I
don't
also,
have to watch, but yeah, we all want attention on our shows. You should want that in this industry.
But I also start to separate a little bit. So Stephen A, I think obviously he's done a great job and you can agree or disagree. And that's sort of the point. Like if you disagree with him, fine, you're still maybe watching it. Maybe you're not, but whatever. Like there's still, you know who he is, like the whole thing. So I think he's been very successful. There is a line though, I wonder with some of the other guys that mm-hmm. he's had on the show that maybe are there and then they're gone. And so like Rob Parker was one of these guys who we never played his stuff on any of the shows I was on because it was always like these like outrageous things, like so outrageous. Like he'd be like, guys, Eli Manning beat Tom Brady in a Super Bowl. So he's better than Tom Brady.
I call him the Fofote, the finals failure of all time.
So, you know what I mean? It's like stuff like that where you're like, all right, there's a fine line between like just wanting attention, just look at me.
Do you think Cam's on the wrong side of that?
I think he's getting close. So when he's like, Kevin Stefanski doesn't want Shadur to be good and Shadur shouldn't even take the field. You're like, okay, bud. Like, I don't know about that. And then this stuff with he's like, the fool's gold thing, which is fine if you want to say they're fool's gold. But then the way you're going about it and you're kind of contradicting yourself, I don't know. He seems to be in the, all right, I need to carve out a spot for myself. Like, how do I stay on the show right. with Stephen A? I need these moments. But if a lot of the moments are people being like, that's really your thought, I don't know if there's a lot of longevity there.
In a big game, I'd take Eli over Brady.
Okay, so that's Rob Parker. Like, right, you say that stuff, you're like, okay, you're going to get attention, but it's just like sort of like nonsense attention.
When Stephen A. illegally slanders someone else, that seems like a reason to turn off his show. Let's be grown-ups. That's not illegal slander.
Damn it, everybody knows that I'm a bottom feeder.
That's
oh, there's some entertainment line. Value there too.
Yeah. I mean, he does have like a political show though. I have seen clips of that, so he's dabbling in that these days.
Yeah, I think that's gone to his head because people are
going to run at president.
You're going to run for president? Yeah. He's like, I don't know, maybe. You know, like, okay, for God's sakes, he's okay. running on the platform that everybody watches this show.
Right,
he's the number one ESPN show.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, imagine if Wilbon and Kornheiser ran, how many votes they'd get?
Probably a ton. They've been the number one show for 20 decades.
20 decades, according to him. All right, Friday 4-Pack. What's first up, Bill?
What one player off the Bengals besides Ja'Marr Chase would you want most on the Patriots?
I think I'll still go T. Higgins.
It's probably the answer.
Trey Hendrickson, you can make an argument for.
Hendrickson's in the mix. Chase Brown's good.
Yeah, he's good. And the receiving group I've liked more than I thought I would this year for the Patriots has been really good. But T. Higgins is legit. I wanted him last offseason. I would still take him. I think he can be a number one.
Just to be clear. We're including Burrow in this.
Yep.
Yeah, so am I.
Only Chase is removed. I feel like that would have been the obvious answer for both of us. So only he's removed. Anybody else.
But we are not taking Joe Burrow. We're sticking with May.
Yeah.
I think T. Higgins is probably the right answer. Chase Brown is maybe an upgrade on Henderson. You know, good receiving back. But I would probably not go with that. Hendrickson would be the other guy to think about on Cincinnati. And I know a lot of Pats fans want him, but I think Higgins is probably the answer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, Billy, what else?
What all-time Bengals jersey would you want most?
Well, Icky Woods is a top five all-time Tiger.
True. So yeah, you might want to Icky shuffle that a little bit.
That you could go with that one.
I had a Chad Johnson brag in, like, college, high school
Johnson.
College.
Not Ocho Cinco.
No, no, no. It was Johnson. Chad Johnson. It was when he was doing all the touchdown celebrations. He was very, very entertaining, and he was very, very good. So that's Chad Johnson. I liked Carl Pickens.
I also like Carl Pickens.
Carl Pickens is a
in
good
fact,
one.
He was an honorable mention when I was trying to come up
Ooh,
with the
top Bengals.
Yeah,
I like Carl Pickens a lot. So it'd probably be those guys.
You brought up Icky Woods before, right, Bill? I think maybe the first Friday 4-Pack was Pats and Bengals last year.
Oh, right.
And I feel like you might have brought up Icky Woods then.
Icky Woods jersey, absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Solid.
Could you get like a Corey Dillon jersey?
You could get a clock killing Corey Dillon if you wanted.
Terrell
Owens was there for a year.
Yeah, T.O. Houshmandzadeh. Nice player.
Ooh, Peter Warwick. He was not a great NFL player.
No. The late Rudy Johnson. I like Rudy Johnson in fantasy.
Rudy Johnson.
Yep. Yes.
Cedric Benson.
Also, the late Cedric Benson.
Is that that's another.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I had less shares of him.
Sadly.
But okay, those are some good Bengals there. Anybody say Collinsworth?
No.
You don't want a Chris Collinsworth jersey?
I don't.
Okay, moving along. What else?
Will Joe Burrow ever win a Super Bowl?
No. Not with the Bengals.
Well, he's on the Bengals, and it seems like he's going to be on the Bengals for the foreseeable future, and it seems like it's a very crowded AFC. Just like it's hard to give anybody in that group like an automatic yes, because even if you're like, you might be teetering on whether Allen or Lamar are going to make it, and they're both in better situations than Burrow is. So obviously you have Patrick Mahomes kind of standing in the way. It seems like, I don't know, there's a handful of teams that have kind of come out of nowhere this year. Like, not that they're going to win the Super Bowl, but New England, Denver, Indianapolis, they've all made it way more. There's way more teams involved now than I thought there would be at the beginning of the season. But it's also the Bengals. So it's like, no. I would say no. If you had to bet yes or no right now, I would say no.
Did you have the take before that Josh Allen won't win one with the Bills?
Yeah.
That was you, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if we're saying that about Allen and the Bills, you have to say it about Burrow.
Now, because they all have to cannibalize each other in the AFC,
right.
And then you still have to beat whoever emerges from the NFC.
Could Burrow
obviously, that's how it works.
Could Burrow, right, but could Burrow go to another franchise
Stafford
and win?
Later, maybe, because like Stafford wasn't going to win with the Lions.
Yeah, or like,
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Manning moved and won again. Brady moved and won again. Like, could he do? I mean, those he hasn't won yet, but like to the point of a guy moving and winning a Super Bowl, could he do it? Maybe.
Could.
But yeah, with him in Cincinnati now, with his track record of health or lack thereof,
no.
And I would say Allen. It's more likely Allen wins in Buffalo than he wins in Cincinnati. Better team, and he's always healthy. He's always out there.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. What else?
Finally, what is the first thing you think of when you hear Cincinnati Bengals?
So
I hate to say it. It might be on to Cincinnati. I hate to give Bill that much credit, but it might be that.
I don't really I remember hating the Steelers so much, and they were in a playoff game against the Bengals, and Carson Palmer was their quarterback, and I was like, the Bengals, because I kind of liked it. All those guys we just named were all on the team.
They were a loser team that came out of nowhere with Carson Palmer.
And then Palmer like has his leg shattered.
Got hurt.
And you're like, oh. Yeah. And like, because they were such a loser franchise, but then they had that little spurt. We're like, maybe they'll be kind of a fun, good team, and they never did. It was almost like the Sacramento Kings had that run in basketball. We're like, that's a fun, awesome team.
So fun.
Never won anything, or at least of significance. So it might be that. You know, Chad Johnson had a run where he was really good, but that's kind of
Jerome Simpson's front flip into the end zone.
Oh, maybe. I mean, I guess.
But it's like once ago, played from a random player.
Maybe Burrow recently beating the Chiefs in Kansas City.
Yeah.
That nobody really does that.
I'm telling you, we're on to Cincinnati.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. That's a real good one.
Here's another one, and this just occurred to me. I believe, did they open the, was it Belichick's first game, or was it the first game in 2001 where they played the Bengals? And they lost to the Bengals. It was an early Belichick 10-year game. I can't remember which year. But I remember that because you're like, holy crap, this team's going to stink. Like, you kind of go into the year and you have high hopes.
Yeah, 0-1, it was week one. Good memory.
So they started with the Bengals week one. You kind of go into the year and you're like, all right, it's Bill's second year. You know, they have Bledsoe. You kind of go in thinking maybe they could win week one. It's the Bengals. They're always terrible, and they lose to Cincinnati. And you're like, oh, my God, they might stink.
Do you remember who the starting quarterback was for the Cincinnati Bengals in 0-1 against Drew Bledsoe?
It's before Andy Dalton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Way before Andy Dalton.
Yeah. Oh, Kitna?
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
Yeah, John Kitna, 204 yards and a touchdown.
You get
pass.
It back there, Billy? I see a lot of nodding back there.
Oh, no, I just believe it was Kitna, yeah.
Oh, nice. How about that?
His receivers that day were Peter Warwick, Danny Scott, Tony McGee, and Ron Duggins.
Dylan must have ran on him, though, yeah.
Corey Dylan had 104 yards and a
there
touchdown.
There you go.
Yeah, nice day. Yeah, a ton of runs.
Killing clock. He was getting in the end zone there.
It was a tough day at the office for Antoine Smith, who ran 11 times for 33 yards. That wasn't great.
Oh, they hadn't gotten the run game.
No. Jermaine Wiggins? How'd Jermaine Wiggins do in that game?
Touchdown.
Oh, wow. No, touchdown.
What?
Wiggy, 3 catches, 24 yards, and a touchdown.
Oh, I think I say 1 catch, 1 yard, touchdown.
No, that would have been Vrabel had he been in there a couple years later. No, Wiggy had a touchdown in that game.
Okay. How about
pretty
that?
Good.
A lot of suggestions on text line for Bengals jerseys.
Yeah, what do you got?
Collinsworth, a lot of Boomer.
Oh, Boomer size.
Ken Anderson.
Yeah.
Love that no one said A.J. Green. A.J. Green was good for a while.
A.J. Green was good. Anthony Munoz,
good one.
Class. He's a Hall of Famer.
Isn't that the closer for the Mariners?
I was thinking.
Player of the day.
Is Big Daddy Wilkinson? Was he a Bengal?
Dan Wilkerson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy was.
Yeah, that's a good jersey.
Geno Atkins. He was there for.
Oh, Geno Atkins, nice player.
Geno Atkins was a nice player.
How about that?
I'll give you that.
Okay, that's the Friday four pack every Friday here on Jones and Keefe. We got Week in Review at 12:45. Keefe's Keys, the Pats and Bengals coming up at 1 o'clock. A quick Red Sox thought coming up next as well.
Ooh, Vontaze Burfict.
Good
great
jersey.
That's
good,
a great that guy's
one.
A lunatic. Good
that
jersey.
That is a great
that's
one.
That's in the Twitch chat.
Is the Red Sox plan starting to crystallize, and are they really getting anybody this offseason? Let's get to it next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.